On October 29, 2009, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, announced its network challenge. At 10 a.m. on December 5, 2009, at 10 locations throughout the United States, DARPA would let fly an 8-foot diameter red weather balloon tethered to the ground. Each balloon would be readily visible from local roads and buildings, points the average person could reach. A $40,000 prize would go to the first team to accurately report the location of all 10 weather balloons. The contest was meant to replicate the challenge of trying to gather information about an adversary in an open environment. DARPA wanted to test whether ordinary folks, using commonly available off-the-shelf technology and social media like Twitter or Facebook, could work together, collaborate, to solve a problem that would be, in the words of one expert from the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, impossible to solve by traditional intelligence gathering methods. A team from MIT's Media Lab won. No surprise there. MIT had a slew of faculty and top graduate students, the most sophisticated equipment, and great publicity. CNN profiled them and drew attention to their cause. A Georgia Tech team placed second, for similar reasons. Both teams competed fiercely. They put out misinformation, reported false sightings, sent others on wild goose chases, and bought time for themselves. Both teams wrote complex computer programs to defend themselves against such attacks. Given their advantages, you would expect MIT and Georgia Tech to come out ahead, and they did, with a winning time under 9 hours. But what is interesting is the guy who finished in a tie for third with 8 balloons and actually led the pack for the first 4 hours of the competition, 19-year-old hacker George Hotz. Hotz heard about the contest only a couple of days before, and only an hour before it started, he put up a website called DudeIt'sABalloon.com. How did he do it? His idea was based on a kind of mass collaboration. Hotz had nearly 50,000 followers on Twitter. They, in turn, had hundreds of thousands of followers. His plan was to mobilize them all, get thousands in the game, and all those eyeballs searching for the prized red balloons. It almost worked. Hotz was already famous in the hacker community for jailbreaking the Sony PlayStation and the Apple iPhone. He'd cracked their proprietary codes, and for the iPhone wrote software that let iPhone owners use it on any wireless network, not just AT&T's, much to AT&T's and Apple's chagrin and the hacker community's glee. These legendary hacks made Hotz a star. He gained tens of thousands of Twitter followers, all of whom wanted to be the first to know what George Hotz might do next. On Twitter, they would soon find out. On the day before the DARPA contest, Hotz, who went by his Twitter name, @GeoHot, tweeted his followers to stand by for a major announcement the next day. That started a buzz going in the Twitterverse and on hacker bulletin boards. On Saturday morning, @GeoHot tweeted his 50,000 followers. 10 a.m. EST today marks the start of a U.S.-wide scavenger hunt for 10 red balloons. He gave a URL and a hashtag, Dude, it's a balloon. He quickly followed up with another tweet. So, I need your help to do two things. One, find big red balloons, and two, retweet and trend this. Again, he gave a URL with the hashtag, Dude, it's a balloon. He included a link to his website. The hashtag, Dude, It's a Balloon, guaranteed that if his message got retweeted as requested, Dude, It's a Balloon would rise to the top of the Twitter trending terms. That would amplify its effect and call further attention to Hotz's cause. Visitors clicking through to Hotz's website found the following message. Right now, you are all probably waking up to another normal Saturday, but this Saturday is not normal. In addition to planes, birds, owls, and everything else in the sky, there are 10 red balloons scattered around the United States. Starting at 10 a.m. EST, your U.S. government is using tax dollars to send 10 big red weather balloons into the sky. I need to know the location of those balloons. So, if you see a big red balloon in the sky, about 8 foot round, numbered 1 to 10, report it here ASAP so I can win the contest. Hotz offered $1,000 to anyone who gave him a confirmed sighting, and he offered something that would incite any diehard hacker. Seriously, Hotz wrote, If you guys come through for me, I'll make you an untethered jailbreak. Chop, chop. Offering an untethered jailbreak to the hacker community was like dangling red meat in front of a lion. It was the gold standard of all hacks, unlike Hotz's earlier iPhone hack, which left the iPhone tethered to software you had to run each time you started the phone. This time, Hotz was promising to hack the iPhone again and create an untethered jailbreak. Untethered, you could use your phone just like any cell phone on any carrier. Untethered, the iPhone would be released from its earthly moorings. It would be hacker heaven.